Media.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Phoebe Aldeano. Octavia Aldeano, also known as Phoebe Aldeano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Phoebe Aldeano used the stage name Phoebe, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja, or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Phoebe collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Darna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Phoebe also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Phoebe's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Phoebe's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Phoebe Aldeano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Ku tak berdaya, akan tak mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima tak semua dalam kuasa. Ingin hidup yang tenang-tenang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang.
Terima kasih.
Quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army of Indonesia. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Still joining us, Indonesia Today on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listener, now we have news from sport world, from volleyball precisely. To be more precisely, from Megatron. And that's what people call Megawati Hangestri Pertiwi, Indonesian football player who made history again in international volleyball
after she was officially named as the world's best female volleyball player for January 2025. Based on the ranking released by Volleybox, Megawati Hangestri collected 80 points, surpassing Paula Salinas from Chile, who obtained 67.50 points, and Tatiana Holland from Belarus with 42 points. As quoted by RRI.co.id, this success is inseparable from her extraordinary performance with Red Sparks Club in the Korean Volleyball League. Megawati, who plays as an opposite hitter, has become one of the most influential players in the Korean Volleyball League. Her aggressive and productive play in scoring points has put her in the spotlight of the world sports media. Red Sparks, the club she plays for, has also felt the huge impact of her presence. Red Sparks is now ranked first as the most popular volleyball club, while Megawati herself is in the top 5 most popular female volleyball players in the world. Congratulations for Megawati, we're really proud of you. Keep smashing the world and make all Indonesians proud.
Kau satu yang ku perlu. Ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cintamu takkan terbagi, takkan berpaling, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan yang hanyalah kepadamu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu. ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Volleyball, now we go to badminton, in which Indonesian mixed doubles Rinov Rivaldi and Lisa Ayu Kusumawati open up a 1-0 lead for Indonesia over Hong Kong in the inaugural match of Group B of the 2025 Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championship. Rinov and Lisa had difficulties at the start of the match before winning over Louis Wai Chun and Fu Qian at the Kansan Gymnasium, Qingdao in China on Tuesday, January 11. With a score of 18-21, 21-8, 21-19. And Lisa also revealed that she had lost focus during the match this time, especially when being far ahead in the third game. And Rinov added that as a doubles pair representing the Indonesian team, the pressure in this team's tournament felt even greater. And in the first match of Group B, Indonesia fielded its best squad. Apart from Rinov and Lisa in the women's singles, Putri Kusuma Wardani faced Hong Kong's Yeung Sum Yu. In the men's singles, Alwi Farhan met Nkalong Angus. Meanwhile, the women's double section featured Lani Triamayasari, who teamed up with Siti Fadia Silva Ramadanti against Lok Lui Hiu Yan Sang. And then there also men's double section, Muhammad Shohibul Fikri and Daniel Martin. Well, let's keep fighting for Indonesian badminton teams at the Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championship 2025. And there's a previous aforementioned mistake that that's not Tuesday, January 11, but Tuesday, February 11, 2025. That's the match of Rinov and Lisa. There is a lot more when we come back, including more programs that will broaden your insight about Indonesia. So stick around only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App, channel VOI.
Masa indah dalam tidurku, kita pun bermesra saling mengikat janji. Tolonglah diriku dan kamu bagai sepasang kekasih.
Cinta dirimu, cinta kepadaku, sebelum ini yang selalu
lagi wajahnya, ku lirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Lagi wajahnya, ku lirik lagi dia. Makin ku pandang wajahnya, makin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
Usually has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also Novel. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak. Harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok, buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesorot dua kali saya tanyain, nggak belok-belok itu, minta kentut sama ibunya, buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dilubah.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidosi. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flow into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita meminjam dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alasan baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Alif will be born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saya itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and a parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pingalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But The last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal, ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Mahjong children in Dieng are female. The Mahjong children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya kok utama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumbang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumbang robjong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always helps during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual begins. Preserving tradition when advanced technology is invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves the tradition can coexist with modernization.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song entitled Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan or Fortunately Life Must Go On by Mostly Keroncong. The song expresses someone's acceptance of a life journey that is not always easy, but she realizes there are always good things to be grateful for. The song was released in June 2024 and popularized by a singer from Surabaya, East Java, Bernadia Ripka. This song was created by Bernadia with Petra Sihombing. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan by Mostly Keroncong. Happy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline.
supporting house program, Bank Indonesia increases incentives to 80 trillion rupiah. Indonesian Minister of Finance reveals three government strategies to maintain a healthy state budget. Now the news in detail. Bank Indonesia is committed to increasing the macroprudential liquidity policy incentive to support the government's housing program. The incentive for the housing sector of 23.19 trillion will be increased gradually to 80 trillion rupiah. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio said in a press statement on Tuesday, on that occasion, the governor supported the government's housing program because the housing sector has a multiplier effect that can drive economic growth and employment. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the government is doing three things to maintain state budget. To make the state budget remain healthy, credible, and sustainable, it needs efforts by increasing tax revenues and implementing government spending that can drive economic growth, and also encourage innovative financing. The minister made the statement at the Mandiri Investment Forum 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday. And that was Newsline.
Yeah.